about -2 and then be steady for the rest of the day in Sudbury. It's 13 past 8 now on Morning North. And young musicians across the North are busy practicing to compete at music festivals once again this year. The Sudbury Music Festival, previously known as the Kiwanis Festival, it's marking its 77th year. Now, the last 2 years, the festival was virtual because of COVID-19. Students had to send in recordings of their performances to be judged. This year, the festival is a hybrid. Many instrumentalists will get to perform live in front of an adjudicator, but some groups, choirs, bands, will send audio files in to be judged. Now, here's some of last year's entry from Lockerbie Composite School Senior Band, directed by their teacher, Michael Jensen, a tune called Aztec Fire. So that's the audio from the recorded submission to the Sudbury Music Festival by the Lockerbie Composite School Band last year. They went on to win second at the provincials. John Krause is one of this year's adjudicators at the Sudbury Music Festival. He's from North Bay originally, played in the Kiwanis Festival as a kid. Now he's a member of the Canadian Music Festival Adjudicator Association. And we spoke about the impact the pandemic has had on festivals.
It basically shelved it in some cases because people, coordinators who were leading festivals were not in a position to be able to, I think the word that everybody was using was pivot, and find a way that was meaningful enough and I'll say technically secure enough to be able to hear performances by students. Some were very quick to be able to turn it into a YouTube channel and send us your performance and we'll have somebody listen and respond to it. But the biggest challenge with that is just the idea of recording. Recording anything is, I think, personally, even more stressful than doing something in person simply because you want to get it right the first time. It never happens. And if it does, it's a fluke. And hopefully you pushed record when you did do that.
And the recording might not be great either. Like, just technically, it might not be good sound quality.
Exactly. The sound quality, unless you've got a state-of-the-art setup and somebody who knows how to operate it, it's going to be hit and miss.
That's Do you take that into account as an adjudicator? Have you done these sort of virtual adjudications?
Yeah, I have. I've done quite a few of them. And one of the directions that pretty much every one of the festivals was giving to those of us who are listening is we know, you know, this is on mom and dad's camera on their phone or, you know, whatever setup it is that they were able to get. So do your best to overlook the dog barking in the background and, you know, grandma running across to get a cup of tea or whatever it was, and listen to the music. So essentially turn the video off. Close your eyes and imagine that this individual is standing or sitting, you know, 35 feet in front of you and listen to what it is that they are trying to do musically.
Well, and in Sudbury for the upcoming festival, choirs, bands, and large ensembles will still be participating virtually, sending in a recording. What do you think of that?
Well, it's the best that we can do at this point right now. A lot of communities are still hesitant, but it's giving people an opportunity to do what it is that they want to do, whether it's live or virtual. It's giving people an opportunity to continue to grow in the limited scope that they can with recording a performance. So, you know.
But can't a recording be doctored? You know, you record it 50 times and you send in the best sample, or maybe, you know, get a professional to play and you just finger along.
There is always that possibility, but typically you're relying on the benefit of the doubt, so to speak, and the integrity of the individual who's sending it forward. You know what, they might they might be able to fool us once or twice kind of thing, but if they're trying to audition to get into a school or a program or a special scholarship or something like that, the proof's going to come out in the pudding when they show up in person.
Well, and isn't there something to be said about a live performance that is adjudicated versus a recorded one?
Without question, without question. Part of the beauty of any of the performing arts, whether it's music, spoken word, dance, it's the connection that the individual or the group is able to make with their audience. And in my case, I'm pretty much the one person that could be sitting in the room of a couple of hundred people or maybe 10 people listening to a performance at a festival that performer or those performers have to connect with. And if you've done your work, if you've done your practice and worked with your teacher or your instructor or whoever it is that's helping you get to the point where you are standing and performing in front of us as adjudicators, you should be able to make that musical connection right away.
Do you ever get excited or even emotional from a performance that you've adjudicated?
Oh, without question. I tell this story often. About 6 years ago, I guess it was, I was invited to Ottawa to listen to the orchestra's competition. And one of the last groups that I got to hear at the end of the 4 days, and you know what, it can be tiring and exhausting to hear those all of those different performances. It was the second last group. And this string orchestra group from a school right in Ottawa gets up, and they, compared to the others, they were kind of young. And I looked at them and I thought, okay, well, see what they're playing. And sure enough, on their program, and this is after they set up and the strings are up there, and they've got two full concert harps as well. They start to play the Adagietto from Mahler's Fifth Symphony. That's a massive undertaking and an unbelievably challenging piece of music to create, even for professional orchestras. Well, by the time they got through about the first, I'll say, 2.5 lines of music, I put my pen down and I just listened to the rest of the performance, because it just floored me how brilliant and how poised these high school students, most of them were grade 11 at that point, just how they pulled it all together, and they were exceptional. I'd never seen and heard anything like that.
What's the value in music festivals and these adjudications? Sudbury's has been going on for 77 years now.
Which is amazing. Yeah. It's some people like it, some people don't like it. I'm one of the likers. As a teacher, a retired educator, it was one way to get my kids out of the school for a day. And one of the best things I ever learned in teachers' college was never let the curriculum get in the way of the education. And I've always believed that there's so much that you can learn from real world and real life experiences. And you know what, some of the kids in those groups, those bands and those ensembles, they're never going to make it as a professional musician. They're never going to, you know, be able to put bread on the table and that kind of stuff to support a family. But there's always one or two who will be able to go further than the rest. And I hope, and this is simply because of my own passion for music, I hope that anybody and everybody who participates in a live performance, especially a pressure-packed one like a festival, doesn't forget that and eventually comes back to it when the opportunity presents itself. And we're seeing that in the communities all around the world, where people who have retired and finished their hustle and bustle of making a living in their jobs and whatnot, what do I do with my retirement time? The rise in the number of seniors and retirees who are taking up musical instruments is phenomenal. I think it's one of the fastest growing art forms and art communities all around. And there's opportunities literally across the world for people to connect and to meet and make music. And there's nothing better than making music with somebody else.
That's John Krause, one of this year's adjudicators at the Sudbury Music Festival, which is coming up in March. The entry deadline, though, is the end of this month. And when I was a kid, I played in a concert.